It's the age-old question. Why is it easier to be negative? It's not easier. It's a choice. It is a choice people make to see the world in that way. I firmly believe that. Even people who are fighting for their life hang on to positivity. People that are in service of others hang on to positivity. But sometimes, people that have it all going on look for the negative. Maybe because they're afraid that it's all going to disappear. Maybe they think deep down inside they don't deserve it. Maybe they think you don't deserve it. I'm unsure. But negativity is such a drag on the system. And choosing to see the world with the glass empty, or almost empty, defeats yourself. It just defeats yourself. The narrative that one must tell themselves in order to stay in that place of being right while being pessimistic is, but gosh, that must be an incredible novella that someone is telling themselves. And I'm being sarcastic. I feel for those people. I really, really do. Not that the grass is greener where I am, and not that everything is golden, because it's not. Life is a work in progress. But there is so much abundance out there. There's abundance of happiness and an abundance of joy and an abundance of possibility. There's an abundance of fresh air, an abundance of ocean to surf in. There is so much just waiting for us with open arms to go take it, grab it, embody it, and share it. Sharing the positivity is the message here, not the negativity. Sharing the positivity, the opportunity, and the fact that the sun will shine. It will shine. If it's not shining right now, it will shine again. And we're worth it. Even those people that are negative, Nellies, they're worth it. They deserve everything that us positive people deserve. And maybe even more. Thanks for listening.